It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And Winston Area Community Partnership and other organizations working on a big special event happening at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Roxana Grant is in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on.
We are having a live dinner, dance, auction, and fundraiser to build a new community outreach center for the food pantry, the teen center, and Winston Area Community Partnership. The auction, we've had a crew of people out collecting wonderful items for live auction. We're going to have live music by the Vine Cats, and it is a Roaring Twenties themed event. So anybody who dresses up in Roaring Twenties garb will automatically be entered into the costume contest.
Now, if you have Roaring Twenties garb, if I can even say that correctly, you're talking 100-year-old clothing now.
It is, actually. But you can buy repop stuff on Amazon or Temu, or run over here to our local Halloween store that we've got. They have all kinds of stuff in there.
So talk about kind of what your role in all of this is.
I'm working with the food pantry. It is a conglomeration of two entities working together. I just happen to be the one that speaks to everybody. And we have behind the scenes, the food pantry is the main role for this. They have been displaced a couple of different times when the Nazarene Church burned a couple of years back. Then they were at a secondary site, and now they are in another temporary site. So three homes in a matter of 3 years is a lot for someone that provides those kind of services. So we want to, as a group, get funds together to build them a home so they have a permanent place to serve our community.
And so would this facility then just be for the food pantry?
No, it's going to be set up as a community outreach center is what it's kind of morphed into. It started out to be just a teen center in the food pantry. Then a few other groups came along and saying we needed a place for the kids to go in the summertime and possibly have a warming center and a cooling center, which would be completely separate from either the teen center or the food pantry. It would be basically a gymnasium where kids can go and play in the wintertime without having to be at school, something that's open. Looking at having a commercial kitchen that's available to rent out, and the possibility of having a little coffee shop in the front with a little bakery, possibly something that we could teach people how to cook in. So there's a lot of possibilities right now. We just want to get the ball rolling and try to move forward and get the funds together to make this happen.
So if you really feel like there's more of a need for more than just what you have with the one community center?
Yeah, this would be completely separate. It would be a addition to what we have in Winston. The community center is a Winston Community Center right now is a facility that houses the library, the senior center, the teen center, Wake Up, and they have a commercial kitchen that they just recently rented out for the Meals on Wheels program. And then they have a large room that is rented out and can be subdivided into smaller spaces. It has a theater set up, it has a stage. So it's something that could work in conjunction with another building.
All right. And so this is obviously a big project.
It is a big project, and it's not going to happen overnight. We all know that. But we're hoping that this event will stir up some interest, get some people looking at it and realizing that, hey, I can be a part of something bigger, and we can keep Winston back to the future, back to a community that cares about our people that live there and work there and play there, and that we're more than just animals.
And how long have you been working with all this?
We just started about a year ago with getting this fundraiser going. It's taken a while to get everything gathered up and get the people on board and get to the point of printing tickets.
Wow. So a lot going on, and that's going to be this Saturday, right?
Yes, it is. Starting at 6 o'clock. And when you purchase your tickets, you can go to our website. There is a QR code you can scan. It'll take you right straight to a Zephy program, which offers funding without charging a fee. So it's 100% free. We also have online, you can go to the website. And if you want more information, you can send an email or my phone number's out there.
All right. So if people want to find out more information, they can go there and get that. Any idea how long it's going to be on this? I mean, this is probably a multi-year project?
Probably. We're hoping to have this completed in probably 3 years is what we're looking at. you know, some miracle happens and we get a wonderful, generous sponsor that's going to come in and say, hey, we'll give you all the money you need to build this. That'd be great. But we know reality-wise, we're looking at least 2 to 3 years.
All right. And again, if people want to find out more, where do they go?
They go to Winston Area Community Partnerships website, which is healthywinston.org. You can send an email to healthywinston@gmail.com or simply pick up the phone and call me at 541-671-1274.
All right. Happening on Saturday. Roxanna Grant, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.